Well, let's make a declaration. Thank you, Lord, that I am the object of your greatest affection in the universe. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the thing I want to hammer a little bit about today. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Behold. What's it mean to behold? Keep it coming. Yeah, grasp a hold. Behold. You know, when I met Mary, I wanted to behold Mary. So God says, behold, I've got something for you right now. You have to wait for it. Behold what manner of love the Father has lavishly bestowed upon us. Just take a minute, let it soak in. Yeah, just let it soak in. Today's message is going to be light and enjoyable, because we're going to talk about the beloved of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed. And in the Passion Translation, it says lavished. Now, when I think of the word lavish, I think of lavished lifestyles, just extraordinary, over and above the top, that God has bestowed upon us. And you know, when I think of the word bestow, I think of the legal aspect of when somebody dies, they bestow upon the people that are left to receive everything they have. That's what God does with us. He bestows upon us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world doesn't know us because it did not know him. So today, I just want to talk a little bit about beloved. It's agape, comes from the word agape, agapetos. And we just want to just kind of have a light message and just enjoy how God's love is so wonderful. Amen? It's just wonderful. First mention of the word beloved, Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open. Now, just imagine being at the Jordan River when this happened. The heavens opened. Does that just mean that clouds went away and they saw blue sky? I don't think so. I think that there were things that they saw that were amazing. Did they see Abraham? Did they see the angels? Did they see the host of the heavenlies right here when heavens opened? And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Whoa. You know, we've sensed the Spirit of God, right? Especially when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost. You get baptized in the Holy Ghost, man, there's a little bit more than a sense. It's like it's on steroids, you know? At least mine was. My baptism was very exciting and static. I wept until I couldn't weep anymore. But anyway, and they looked in open heavens and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, not a dove, but like a dove, coming down and lighting upon Jesus. Verse 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, and then the voice. Come on, these two verses are awesome. Heaven's open and the Holy Ghost is coming. And then God the Father speaks to him and said, this is my beloved. Everyone say beloved. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. That's amazing. So we're going to look at five verses that talk about beloved. And repeat in after me. I am the object of God's greatest affection. He looks at us and he says, I love you. You are my beloved. So in 1 Corinthians 15:58 is the first one. This talks about focusing. Therefore, my beloved brethren, focus on this. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So as God's beloved, we can be focused on the steadfast work that he has for us. Amen? We can be focused on the goodness of God that is so apparent. You know, it doesn't take much today to find bad news. Any source, it doesn't take much. And yes, our heart breaks to imagine what it's like being in a wildfire like that in Hawaii and people burning alive. It's just amazing. But if that's all we focus on, it's going to beat us up. So what we want to do is focus on the being the beloved of God, that we're steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen? So focus is the first thing about being the beloved of God. Second thing is faith. James chapter 2, it says, listen, or hearken, my beloved brethren. So the Lord's speaking through James, and he says, you are my beloved brethren. That's who we are. Has not God chosen the poor of this world to become rich in faith? If there's anything we want to pursue to be rich in, it's faith. Thank you. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And they that come to him must believe, number one, that he is, and number two, that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. So if we're seeking God, you're seeking God today. You're in church on a Sunday morning, listening to the Word of God, worshiping with the Word of God, worshiping with the saints. And everybody that comes. Hallelujah. And how wonderful that is. So as the beloved of God, we need to increase our faith, become rich in our faith. Number three. Now, I know this doesn't belong to any of you. None of you ever go through trials or any testings. I know you never have problems. I do. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, and though some strange thing happen to you. Hallelujah. So what are we to do when we have a fiery trial? Count it all glory. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I don't care for trials and testings any more than you guys do, and it's a challenge to welcome them. But you know, we do. We need to say, God, you're going to make something good out of this. You know, that's one thing. If you ever, years ago, aging myself here, back when Oral Roberts was preaching, he always said what? Something good is going to happen. Something good is going to happen. We even sing that song. So during our trials and our tribulations, we need to be reminded that we're loved. It's nice to know that you're loved. Number four, prosperity and health. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. It says, beloved. Everyone say, beloved. Yeah, I pray that you would prosper in some things. No, in all things, especially the ministry that we have, the ministries that we have just on a day-to-day basis. You know, I was in Casey's a few months back, and there was a guy there, and I'm not sure I know many people from Casey's that have opportunities on Sunday to go to church. And this guy asked me, he said, hey, do you go to church in town here? I said, yeah, sure do. He says, well, so do I. And I said, where do you go? He said, well, I go here when I don't have to work. I went, praise the Lord. I don't know what was on me to make me look like I go to church. But anyway, you know, but God does desire for us to prosper. And what do we do when it doesn't happen? What do we do when it doesn't look like it? We still praise God. We still acknowledge that we're the beloved of God, even when it doesn't work out the way we think it should work out. Come on, somebody say ouch. Come on. We think it ought to always work the way we think, right? And sometimes it just doesn't. And when it just doesn't, we still praise Him. When it just doesn't, we still love Him. When it just doesn't work out the way we think it should, we still acknowledge, I'm the beloved. I'm the object of God's greatest affection. Amen? And the last thing is spiritual strength. As we think about being the beloved of God, but it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And I know Jude 1 has some other verses to go along with that really well. But it's awesome to think about being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do that through praying in the Spirit. Let's be refreshed. Let's be refreshed. How much have you been praying in the Spirit? Thank you, Mary. She goes, a lot. We should be praying in the Spirit a lot so we can be strong in the Lord as the beloved of God. So everyone say with me, I am the object of God's greatest affection. Let's stand. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, for you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of all that we have, of all that we do. You're worthy of our focus. You're worthy of it all. So, God, thank you that you call us your beloved. And, Lord, we want to return back to you a portion, the best that we can, of love back to you, God. And we say that we do love you and thank you, God, and show thankfulness and gratefulness for everything that He does for us and everything that He is doing and everything that He's going to do. For all three of those, what He's done, what He is, and what He's going to do, we give you praise for that. And Father, I just pray that each one of us today would have a little extra step, a little extra happiness in our step today because we realize how loved we are. We are totally loved. And He's just deeply in love with us. So we take that with us today so that we can do the work of the kingdom. And for that, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 I know it wasn't very long, so just enjoy the extra time. Fellowship.